In this lecture, we are going to look at group consortium companies. So what are they? A group consortium company is a consortium company which has its own 75% group, as the name suggests. When computing consortium relief available to the consortium members, it is deemed that any group relief claims within the consortium group have been made. In other words, it is the net loss of the group in simple terms, which is available to the members. This is best demonstrated by way of an illustration. Here we have a group consortium structure. A, B and C are the consortium members which own, respectively, 40%, 50% and 10% of D Limited. D Limited, in turn, has its own group. It owns 75% of both E and F. D Limited has a loss of £100,000. E Limited has a profit of £10,000. And F Limited has a loss of £5,000. The consortium members have profits of £50,000, £35,000 and £60,000 respectively. Under the deeming provision, the £10,000 loss of D Limited will be transferred by way of a group relief claim to E Limited, reducing D Limited's loss for consortium relief to just £90,000. This is similar to the deemed current year claim, which we dealt with in the previous session. Again, the rule would be that where a claim is deemed to have been made, it is often best to actually make it. Given this information, how much of D Limited's loss will A, B and C be entitled to? Insert the numbers in the boxes provided and select continue when you are ready. A Limited will be entitled to £36,000, which is 40% of £90,000. B Limited will be entitled to 50% of £90,000, which is £45,000. But this will be restricted to the amount of profit of B, reducing the claim to just £35,000. And C Limited will be due 10% of the loss, which is £9,000. What about group relief claims actually made within the consortium group? Where an actual group relief claim has been made between the subsidiaries of the group consortium company, it can be taken into account when computing the deemed claim. This can increase the amount of loss available to the consortium members. Let us demonstrate this by way of an example. Here we have again the same structure. A, B and C are all members of the consortium. D is the group consortium company and E and F are its two subsidiaries. The consortium members each have profits of £50,000, £35,000 and £60,000 respectively. And D Limited makes a loss of £100,000, E Limited has a profit of £10,000 and F Limited again a loss of £5,000. Let us say we make an actual group relief claim between E and F. That transfers the £5,000 loss in F to E, reducing E Limited's profit down to just £5,000. This reduces the deemed group relief claim between D and E to just £5,000, and therefore the amount of loss available to the consortium members is increased now to £95,000. A Limited is entitled to 40% of this, which is £38,000. B Limited is entitled to 50%, but this will be restricted to B Limited's profits of £35,000. And C Limited will be entitled to 10%, which is £9,500. Let us now look at consortium holding companies. We're not going to go into the detail of these rules, just a simple outline. This can best be shown by way of a diagram. Here we have the consortium members owning 75% of a holding company. The holding company owns a number of trading subsidiaries, and for these rules to apply, they must own at least 90% of the shares of the trading subsidiaries, as the definition of a holding company for consortium relief purposes is a company whose activity is wholly or mainly in the holding of shares in 90% trading subsidiaries. So, what will this mean? This will mean that losses can flow directly from the trading subsidiaries to the consortium members and vice versa. The relief will be without restriction. It will simply be based on the amount of the trading subsidiary's loss multiplied by the consortium member's interest in the consortium, on the proviso that the trading subsidiaries are UK resident. Where the UK subsidiaries are not UK resident, no losses can flow. losses can also flow to or from the consortium members and the holding company. Let us now look at the rules for link companies. A link company is a company which is a member of a consortium and a member of a group. Losses in the consortium company can flow through the link company to members of its 75% group. Equally, losses of fellow group companies can flow through the link company to the consortium company. Let us demonstrate this by way of an illustration. Here we have A Limited, which owns 75% of B Limited. And B Limited is a member of the E Limited consortium, with C and D owning the remaining shares. B Limited is therefore a link company, because it can link the consortium with E Limited to its group, which is A Limited. E Limited has a loss of £100,000. A Limited has a profit of £800,000, and B Limited has a profit of £120,000. Let us look carefully at the marginal rates of tax, assuming that there are only two companies in the A Limited group. Assuming a year end of the 31st of March 2011, A Limited has a marginal rate of tax of 28%, and B Limited has a marginal rate of tax of 21%. Therefore, if any losses are to flow, it would be better that they go to A. That is the advantage of the link company rules. B Limited's share of E Limited's loss, which is 40%, can flow through B Limited and straight to A under the link company principle. Therefore, the rules of consortium relief is that a consortium company's loss can be used by the consortium member or any other member of the consortium member's group. Let us look at another illustration. Again, the same structure of the A-B group. E Limited is a consortium company and C and D are the other consortium members. This time, E Limited has a profit of £900,000 and, assuming it has no associated companies, has a marginal tax rate of 29.75% as its profits are between the upper and lower limits of £300,000 and £1.5 million. A Limited has a loss of £80,000 and B Limited has a profit of £120,000. B Limited's marginal rate of tax is 21%. Under the link company principle, it would be better for A Limited's loss to flow to E Limited to take advantage of the higher marginal rate of tax. The maximum loss that E Limited could accept from B Limited and its group is a total of £360,000. But as A Limited's loss is only £80,000, the claim, of course, will be restricted to just £80,000. That looks like the obvious answer, but we would need to look at the arrangements within the consortium. A Limited owns 75% of B, so therefore is going to benefit to the extent of 75% by any losses flowing between A and B, whereas the group only owns 40% of E. Unless the consortium arrangements allow the tax saving as a result of the consortium relief claim to be passed to the A Limited group, it would probably be worth transferring the loss between A and B only, so this would need to be taken into account when deciding the final claim to be made. That concludes this session on group consortium companies.